Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Preserving the cultural heritage of the old city of Jerusalem is taking place in a very complicated circumstances. It is, I would say, a miracle that we managed until now to restore so many buildings. Sometimes we have to smuggle building materials. Sometimes we have to work through nights. We have on our shoulder two or more Israeli authorities who are watching everything and trying to control everything. The Israeli Antiquities Authority from one side and the Israeli municipality. The work is watched through tens of cameras. So we are doing really our utmost to preserve this heritage. Taking into consideration that the old city is not only watched by Israeli different departments, but also is housing a very poor community, maybe the poorest in Jerusalem at all, with all of the poverty problems that any slum in the world has. The slum is not only poor buildings, but also poor social conditions and infrastructure prevailing in these areas. That is also the same condition of preserving the Aqsa Mosque component with all of the buildings. We have all the time the police, the Israeli police over our heads. We cannot bring one sack of cement to the mosque for daily maintenance, which is needed such a huge area, 144,000 square meters, full with approximately 100 buildings. It is in need of daily maintenance. We cannot bring one sack of cement to this compound without Israeli permission. Even books to the library of the Aqsa Mosque, we cannot bring it without Israeli permission. So taking into consideration all these circumstances, still we managed really to maintain something like 2,000 apartments in the old city and to restore them. The second issue, which is proposed by Mr. Mizrahi, and I'm very thankful for your presentation. We tried in the past several times to accomplish a form of cooperation, coordination, monitoring mechanism. I am not, I don't want to open all of this file, but the last try was before 4 years with initiative from Denmark. And we managed to build a committee with Palestinian, Jordanian, Israeli, and international members, not to take decisions, not to advise, just to monitor and to tell the truth, but about without exaggeration from any side, without denial from any side, without saying, you know, there is no excavation there or there is excavation below the Aqsa Mosque. We said we will go in neutral, the four representatives, and we will go beneath every place in order to see what's going on. In the last minute, Israel withdrew from the proposal and they refused it totally. What I'm trying to tell you that there were several tries to establish such a mechanism, but it totally failed, not because of any party except of Israel. They are refusing to have any kind of monitoring over what they are doing there, aside from taking decision. Now, we are not going to take decision. We know we can't do it. But at least to report to any international organization or to the national states about the truth, what's going on, that faced with a lot, with absolute refusal. Thank you.
Very much.